Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey everyone, and welcome. This is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get yourself your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news updates, all that good stuff, starting out the new year. Happy New Year to everybody. Mm-hmm. 2024.
I'm not used to seeing that on the date. I'm like, 2024, that looks wrong.
I just got used to writing 2023, and mm-hmm. this happened. 2024, so the year, possibly, of Gen 4, mm-hmm. where they take all our money? Possibly. We do have a couple tour, like, well, actually not a couple. We have a tour announcement, possibly, right? Mm-hmm. It confirmed?
No, it's confirmed. It's not possibly. It's going to happen.
Okay, so there you go. From one of the big groups that Hay likes talking about, mm-hmm. possibly. And we have a lot of random stuff, actually. Dispatch Couple, did we get that? We're going to talk about Jennie. We're going to talk about Lee Hyori. We're going to talk about Twice, NMIX. We're going to talk about Yuna. We're going to talk about also all the cool, awesome performances that always comes with the end of the year. Mm-hmm. We're talking NBC and also NHK stuff. So mm-hmm. We can kind of talk about the little differences and nuances and stuff from Korea versus Japan stuff.
Right.
But at the same time, we'll get into it. And of course, NewJeans did perform as well for New Year's for American audiences.
Yes.
That was pretty cool. All right. So if you're just tuning in for the first time ever, first off, welcome. Thank you for joining us. We are the Permission to Stand podcast. We are pretty much available on all streaming platforms. Also, I hope you all enjoyed Haley's new art for this year, starting out the year and probably for the foreseeable future.
Yes.
That's going to be our new art, along with the new updated track for us, the intro. It's just a small tweak. I just added a couple of things, but it's very noticeable-ish.
Right, he wanted NewJeans in there.
Of course.
And Stacey.
Actually, no, it's not Stacey. We're talking about Stray Kids.
Oh, that's right. No, sorry. There was so many different, like,
I made like three or four different ones.
I guess Stacey didn't make the cut.
Stacey sadly didn't make the cut. As much as I like one of the
It sounded
maybe
really
I'll
good.
Play it one just for fun one of these days. But no, because I made it match your art.
That's true.
So all the artists that are on your art for the podcast.
Oh, right. BTS, Blackpink, Yes. New Jeans and Stray Kids.
Yes. So they are all there. You see what I did?
Yes.
So that was the plan the whole time. Oh, and okay. If you're still enjoying this and tuning in and you listen to us in 2023, I mean, it'd be nice if you give us a like, rating, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Those ratings are really nice because we like to read them, and it always helps other fellow K-pop stans, multi stans, find our podcast and branch off, and we could all have fun and talk more K-pop together, because it's not going to stop for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. 2024, we are just starting, and I guess let's get started. Mm-hmm. Comebacks for January. So, I mean, ITZY still continues their ongoing release of tracks and music videos. Actually, also, you know, 80s. On January 3rd, they're going to be having...
They have.
They already had of this podcast.
Yes, they have.
Today, technically, right? Mm-hmm. When we're recording this. So Hongjoong and Songhwa.
Yes.
They're what is their ship name? Is it like Hongwa? Or Songjoong? Or do they have an interesting one?
So like actually the name of the song is called Matz. M-A-T-Z.
Yeah.
And so like this is actually kind of the ship name, I would say, because...
Okay. So, interesting. Obviously, 18-y would know.
Yes. So Matz stands for Mad Hyungs, or like basically the eldest.
They're the Hyungs?
Yes, they are. This by makes only sense a year. Now.
That makes sense, though. Hey, but makes a difference, because, I mean, that's how it is.
Yeah, so they're the two eldest members. So they're the mom and dad of 80s, and then they're 98 liners, and then basically they have to, like,
yes,
control 98. And, like, discipline the 99 liners.
Very
who
nice.
Who is, like, the rest of the members. But
sometimes in other K-pop groups, it's reversed. It feels
that's
like...
That's true, and I guess, like... Some other ship names are Songjoong.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I think most 18-y know them as Matz.
I like Matz. So and, the, and yeah, then their
that's
title,
the name of the name song. Of the track.
That's cool. I like it when it's like an interest. Like sometimes, yeah, like it's cool to hear it combined.
Right.
Almost like, you know, like you said, like what was their other one? What are they called besides Matz? Like Matz is the main one.
Songjoong.
Songjoong. Because I mean, that's literally like. Why my name is Joko, or nickname is Joko.
Right.
That's my first and my last name combined, because in college, there was another Joseph, except his name was, his last name was Flores. So he went by Joe Flo, I was Joko.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think his nickname sounds cooler than mine. But besides that, I do like it when groups, and especially like ships from the groups, have interesting names that are like nicknames that are not directly
their
actual names.
Yeah.
So I like this a lot. That's cool, Matz.
Yeah, because I had to look it up before, like when I, because Songhwa and Hongjoong are my biases.
Yeah, I know. So it's perfect.
But then I was like, what is Matz? Like I didn't know what that. And Katie was actually the one that explained it to me because like she's a long time 18-y.
One of our good friends, yeah. Katie, and she's yeah, she's
so I was like, oh okay, so like Mad Young,
certified 18-y. So we got the insider info just to double check.
Yeah.
Also, it gets cool because another one of my favorite ones that is a different type of ship name, is in NewJeans.
Mm.
Did you know? Do you know Haerin and Minji have something similar, like a different off nickname?
Mm-hmm. What is it? I wouldn't know.
Catnips with a Z.
Okay.
Catnips.
Oh, okay, like catnip, not yeah, nipples.
No, not nipples, not cat nipples. No, no, no. Okay. Catnips, like with a Z, because Haerin always like basically teases and messes around and Fs around, like trolling Minji all the time. And Minji is her catnip. And then Haerin looks like a cat, like, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's catnips.
Oh, I get it.
So that's their ship name. So mm-hmm. that, yeah, so it's cool. I like Matz. Matz is pretty cool. January 5th, a couple days after ATs. Rise.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see this?
I did. I've been seeing their teasers.
Their teasers have been everywhere. Love 119.
It's coming up.
Is it 119 or is it just 119? It's something like that.
Love 119, I think.
But. So there you go. Well, maybe it's because it's like reverse of 911. I didn't even think of that till now.
Maybe.
So there you go. Rise has something out. And a day after Rise, they're Hyung.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Their older brother. From SHINee, Mr. Minho is going to have his own solo single comeback track,
mm-hmm.
Stay for a Night. I didn't really see any details about it. I did see something about, like, I guess he got emotional about it.
Oh.
But, I mean, there you go. Minho. Everyone loves Minho. He's shining brightly right now.
He is.
Being able to be himself. Yep. Enjoying all the different dance challenges that he is taking part in.
His wonderful facial expressions.
Being judged by Taemin and Ki in the corner. So there you go. Minho has been doing great. Especially, like, he was on that Netflix series. One of our friends, James, has always been asking if we watched it. Mm-hmm. Where he's just running.
Where we still haven't watched it.
I haven't watched it, but it looked... I mean, we want to. Mm-hmm. It's just, man, the backlog of anime and Netflix and just everything that we want to watch, man. We're still an episode behind of Singles Inferno 3.
Oh, yes. Which, is it only one episode?
Maybe it's more now. Oh, yeah. Shit. We might have more. Actually, you might be right.
It's been a while.
I know one of our other listeners was saying, like, you know, they nicknamed that one guy that looks like V, TJ Maxx Tay.
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting because if you ever watched Singles Inferno, it's like a trash show, like reality, like all these hot Korean men and women thrown onto an island.
Right.
A lot of them have, like, different versions of them, like alternate versions of, like, K-pop idols kind of looks. Mm-hmm. You know, we have the Winter. Everyone, if you watch the show, you know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. We have that Chaeryeong Giselle. Mm-hmm. We have Jennie. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we also have Tay, TJ Maxx Tay. He's like a super scrawny Tay. Looks like V's, like, older brother.
Yeah.
We have a Jackson Wang lookalike.
We have Son and Son. Kai.
Yeah, Son, Kai combo. Yeah, yep. Believe it or not. Also, that new girl. She reminded me of, what did I say?
Leah
from ITZY.
And
Leah and someone else.
My God, why can't I think of her name?
Do it. Think.
Stacy. Isa.
Oh, yeah, like an Isa, like, not just as thick as Isa, smiles. But just the smiles, smiles with her eyes. So Isa, Leah, is pretty, one of the new people. Mm-hmm. It's a fun show, and we're definitely
behind. But I hate how they're all crying over the stupid guy that I freaking hate.
Guan-hee.
Guano.
I don't understand. He's, like, the ugliest one.
He is, and his personality is not good.
Nearly as ugly. So I don't know.
He's an asshole.
I don't know why people are, like, all the girls there are drooling over him. I mean, like, to be honest, I was telling Haley, there's so much they cut out. You know, they cut, edit it. They make narratives. You know, the editing, like, department and the producers, they can, like, anything look like something else.
So, like, what if they're making him seem like a bad guy, but he's not, and that's why all the girls like him, because maybe he's actually a really nice person?
Yeah, like, so,
or
like,
maybe, like, he's more attractive in real life, because you know how some people look better in person as opposed to on camera?
He does not look good on camera.
No.
So that hopefully is the reason. Okay, so let us start moving on. Let's see. Twice. They don't have a specific date, I don't think, yet. But they did announce that they will also be having a comeback. I saw the actual, like, post.
Uh-huh.
That's how I found out about it. Their 13th mini album with Youth. Like, so there's TH at the end, but a capital YOU. So it's with you and with Youth. And it's supposed to come out in February. I'm guessing it's going to be around the beginning of February. Mm. And it's kind of just in time for their Vegas Once More Encore concert.
Maybe
I think so, too. It's possible. Because, I mean, I think they've been doing some... Yeah, so there's, like... Especially how JYP groups are. Like, they seem always on top of it. I know they work like crazy. Mm-hmm. They're always like... Oh, man. They're just like workhorses. Like, honestly, like, JYP makes them work. But, yeah, so Twice has that. That's possibly going to come out. We'll probably bring it up, of course, more so when... We get specific details on when that's coming out and when it's coming out, like a week or two before, you know, usually when we cover the comebacks. Mm-hmm. Also, so NMIX, I know you've seen this too, Haley. So they had like this red carpet kind of promotion for their upcoming comeback, which I still don't know how to pronounce. FE304 break something.
Maybe they had said it.
It's their second EP. It's going to be apparently, I think, released on January 15th. We'll probably bring it up again in one more episode. But the reason why I brought it up is because their red carpet promotion was very interesting. There's a Lily with a giant, huge ass bow on her head.
Like, it's huge.
Like, saying huge is an understatement. It's literally
like the size of her body
placed on her head.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. It's pretty awesome. And it's at the same time, funny. Very funny and weird. and it's like funny because like during the interviews and stuff that they have for the promotion, it's just like she's so nonchalant about it. Like it's not even
like
there.
She has a whole planet on her head.
Like it's huge. Like it's it's literally like it's orbiting like on her head.
It has its own moon because it's so big.
Sullyoon was like one. Like I think the rest have crowns. Sullyoon was interesting because she had like a cute. I think it was like a yellow Supreme hat. But the other interesting outfit attire that they had was their leader, Haewon, who is a JYP stan herself. Yes, JY Poppy. And her outfit, Haley, what did you think?
Well, she was very interesting.
It's a I wonder if she chose it herself or the stylist.
She probably did. I'm thinking it was her.
She dressed up as the most recently viral JYP outfit.
The one where he's like freaking in this huge white cape.
Dress cape. Thing. Singing Sweet Dreams. Yeah. Where you've probably seen the memes. You've probably seen the reels, TikToks, everything. Of when a lot of like he was when he, wherever he performed it at.
Mm-hmm.
All those like people in the audience, you know, all the stars
reactions are, like,
are just like, oh my god, what is this? And then they like, then they show New Jeans side by side. Everyone's like, oh, New Jeans, and all happy. Then they see JYP with his like super like dark mascara, like eyes, and this crazy white outfit, singing Sweet Dreams, and haunting people's nightmares.
He made an impact, for sure.
And I can't believe Haewon is wearing the same outfit. So there you go. That was a really interesting way to promote the upcoming album, but there you go. Sonyeol, I think, is going to obviously be in it, and their song that just came out. Let's see. Oh, the Dispatch couple. Okay.
The non-existent one.
So the thing is, when Midnight dropped, it was for a while. No news from Dispatch, right?
Yeah, and they're usually on it. Like, they'll drop it right when it hits the new year.
Here's the thing. They eventually did drop it. Haley, who is this Gen 4 girl with a Gen 2 guy?
Firstly, I do not know who these people are.
So, yeah, like...
they're not from the Big Four, so I'm not interested.
So so Saebom from this group called Nature. I don't know who she is. And then... singer, actor Park Hyunjun from Rue. So the fact that Haley doesn't even know, especially like the Gen 2 art, like the guy.
I have no idea who that is.
Yeah. It was fairly disappointing.
So basically,
from a lot of people.
What happened was they actually announced it before Dispatch could, like, drop the bomb,
see,
I guess.
That's so weird.
But I don't know.
So here's the thing. So yeah, that's what's supposed to be, like what it was supposed to be. Another thing that, another conspiracy that I have, and I actually talked about it with one of our other friends. Apparently, there was supposed to be a big drop.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, they were making a big deal about it. Like, why be like, oh, we have like a fourth gen idol with a second gen male?
Yeah. So that was, yeah, which technically is what happened, what we see publicly right now, right? But I think the thing is, they got paid to shut up. Dispatch probably got paid pretty well to not actually end up leaking or announcing what could have possibly have been the actual official Gen 4 girl.
Right.
Because I'm sure it was someone from, I really have a feeling, like me and my friend, we were talking about it. We were trying to narrow it down, and then he and I thought that it's possible it's someone from, most likely from HYBE.
Yeah.
Or JYP ish. But the thing is, like, most likely I think it's HYBE.
Yeah, I think HYBE.
Because the thing is, YG has allowed Jenny to be, you know, like, so Jenny, we've known about Kai, we've known
with
about
SM.
Like, so Kai with SM, exactly. So it can't be like an SM artist, it can't be a YG. JYP, we already had a Gen 3 with a Gen 2. It was Momo. Momo had Heechul from Super Junior, so Gen 3 with Gen 2. So
like, they announced it, and they're, like, okay with it being announced.
So the thing is, it had to be HYBE, because all the other three Big Four, like, actually had stuff announced. And you know how HYBE is. HYBE is, like, actually kind of, like, doesn't want a lot of like that kind of attention for their like artists.
Right.
Doesn't it seem like it?
Yeah, because like when V was supposedly quote unquote dating Jenny,
definitely were.
They never like freaking became official
like,
with it.
We're like, we will not, you know, yeah, officially.
This is like their personal life. We're not going to like say anything on it.
So that's interesting, especially if it's a Gen 4 girl. Like that only narrows it down pretty heavily for Hybe.
The Seraphim.
It better not be anyone from New Jeans, first of all.
New Jeans is too baby.
Second, yeah, Le Seraphim. I really think that it's possibly like one of the Le Seraphim members that makes the most sense, mm-hmm. aside from Yunche. So that's probably it. Unless it could have been Yunche. I mean, I hope not. But it's definitely possible. So that's probably like our theory mm-hmm. about the whole situation. Like we got something that was like their backup, their plan, not even plan B, is plan E or something.
But then it's like, who would the second gen be? Because there's no one really.
Was it another Super Junior member? TVXQ? Yeah. I don't know.
No, I have no idea. See, like, we will never know, basically, because they never announced it.
Yeah, so that's what we got. Thanks for nothing, Dispatch. Mm-hmm. Let's see. TXT. So, Byung-gyu mm-hmm. finally got his own personal Instagram account.
I'm surprised it took a while.
It did take a while, but he's only just the third member.
Yeah.
Of TXT to get it. So Subin and Yeonjun.
Mm-hmm, the other ones.
Yeah, the other two that have a personal Instagram. But yeah, as soon as he got his, he like jumped to 1 million followers. Of course.
Well, duh.
Moa's going to hop on that shit. What do you think? So yeah, I guess just two more left, surprisingly.
Yeah, I wonder, they have their own Hyun personal.
Hyun and Kai and Taehyun are left. I wonder how come they're just slowly.
They're like Han and Lenore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true.
They just don't want to deal with social media.
It's possible. Let's see. Lee Hyori. So she has a new show. I don't know if you knew this.
Mm-mm.
So she's having a new show, and she actually had her first episode already. So she's having her show called Red Carpet. Why is everyone like dealing with carpets right now? Like this NMIX red carpet. Like red carpet is the theme to begin 2024. And her first guest on her talk show or new show or whatever it is was Jennie.
Mm-hmm.
So she interviewed Jennie, and yes, the Jennie, of course, from Blackpink. Jennie revealed on the interview that she is actually working on her. Well, we kind of knew she's working on her solo.
Yeah.
But under her own company.
Right.
It's her first solo full length album. So it's a full length album.
Wow.
So and she says it's going to be hopefully coming out this year, 2024. Mm-hmm.
She probably went under her own label because YG probably wouldn't promote her or like do anything for her to do a full album this quickly.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Because I remember
the rate that YG goes at.
Because I remember when Blackpink hadn't had an album in like four years.
Yeah.
And then I remember in an interview, and then Jennie was like really pushing for the freaking album.
She wanted, yeah.
But then it's just like because they were under YG, they weren't really doing anything until like she called them out, and then like a year later we got the album, their first album.
Thank you, Jennie. Appreciate that.
In like 5 years.
She's always looking out for Blinks. So
she's like, I just want to do it myself, like, basically.
So there you go, Odd Atelier, which is her her company will most likely be the one taking care of this. I wonder who's she's gonna use as her producers.
Mm.
I feel like she can't use Teddy because Teddy is under Black Label and YG contract.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a lot of different she has so many connections though in the industry. So it's probably gonna be outsourced kind of thing within the industry.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure it's gonna be really good, of course. And she looks like she's super excited about it too.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, another funny thing with like if we're talking about Blackpink really quick. So Rosé,
mm-hmm.
it was funny. She was using like a really expensive like Yves Saint Laurent YSL. You know, as we all know, she's the ambassador
mm-hmm.
with Sana mm-hmm. now, right? So she used a really expensive ass one, like apparently like $125 plus worth water bottle,
mm-hmm.
and like. It looks really nice. I saw the picture.
Mm-hmm.
She's using it just like as a rolling pin for baking.
Wow.
It's like flour all over it and all this stuff. And she's just making like some type of pastry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. It's crazy. That's just, yeah. That's pretty awesome. What a flex.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it reminds me of, remember Lisa? She used that Spotify award
as a
plate for like her food.
I mean, it's supposed to be.
I mean, technically, yeah. But
Stray Kids did that too.
They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I mean, I think they told them to do it because it's like a plate. It's like shaped like a plate, and you're eating out of like a gold plate, basically.
So that, I mean, it's cool. It's funny to see all that stuff. Like, especially like Lisa was just eating out of it. It's funny seeing them use like all these expensive ass like shit as like different types of like tools and I don't know, cutlery.
In the kitchen. Yeah.
So yeah, that was just super funny. Let's see. Oh, we have some NSSD. I said it backwards.
SNSD.
Girls' Generation. You know Yuna, right, Haley?
Yes.
So, did you see that? I was surprised. I was kind of shocked that she actually hit her 18th year? 18 years with SM.
Yeah, she's been in the industry for a long time.
That blows my mind. I can't believe, like, 18 years. Shit. I was, like, in... Was I in, like, elementary school?
I don't know.
Like, what the heck? It just blows my mind. Because I remember when Girls' Generation, when Gigi...
She seems like she's younger
than
you.
That's why. She looks young as hell. So, I don't even know. I know you're probably looking her up right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
But, yeah, that blew my mind. I was like, damn, she is in her 18th year.
She's younger than you. 33.
Oh, by freaking 1 year. She looks really good, though.
She's still young.
Now everyone knows my age. So there you go. It's cool because I mean she's currently also working as an actress. So she's actually gonna have like a rom com coming out. So that'd be cool. It's called 2 o'clock Date. But yeah, she looks really good too.
I mean, she's probably like her 18th year, but then it was like including her trainee days.
Oh yeah, of course.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. You're right. It has to include that
because they debuted in 2007.
That's true. No, you're right. 100% it has to include.
Yeah,
some
I was
type
gonna
of,
say like, what the heck? That's a long time.
And she's then, basically lived there like for half her life, right? It seems like.
Oh yeah, I guess.
Let's talk
16 years already. Oh no, wait.
I hate Haley.
No wait, it's 2024 already. So 17 years actually. So she's only been a trainee for 1 year before, I guess.
It's pretty wild.
It's been a long time already. Then
there's a lot of. Girls that are like 1 year trainees, it's pretty wild. I mean, Giselle's like from SM also. She was like a 1 year trainee. I remember Giselle from like, you know, we're talking about Giselle from Espa. Like she trained only for 1 year.
Yeah.
She got so much shit because of like, you know, we've all seen the old videos like when they just debuted and like the choreo was her dancing was pretty bad. She has stepped up. Yeah. You gotta give her props because she looks like you know.
She worked hard.
She worked it was almost like it's like what do we say? Like Jin from BTS. Mm-hmm. Cause like she like there's no like mess up. She's super like professional and she's really good now. So I mean, yeah, sure. In the past, like it's just like RM and Jin,
right? Yeah, they
RM was super stiff. RM was like he was stiff, which was funny.
Yeah,
and Jin was just like you could tell he's just like it's awkward.
Yeah,
but like Giselle already like probably even faster than them. Like is already like you can't tell that there was anything wrong before. So
yeah, because Jin wasn't even a trained. Dancer or singer until he
was literally just handsome.
Exactly. That's why they chose him.
And they kidnapped him from the bus.
Yep, exactly.
At the bus stop. So there you go. We can talk about now the New Year stuff before we get into BTS and Stray Kids. Because we had all these amazing New Year's like shows. A lot of stuff that we look forward to. And then I think like the one in New York Times Square, it wasn't like actually they were there, like NewJeans for the in America,
because they specifically said in their like little intro before they actually performed, they were like the first time from Korea performing for New York, whatever it's called, Dick Clark's
Rockin' New Year.
So they said like it's the first time being streamed from Korea.
That's pretty cool. I mean, we had BTS there 2 years ago or something.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
man.
Three,
so
2019.
Damn. Oh shit. Oh god. So yeah, I mean it's cool to see how big NewJeans is. It still blows my mind thinking how big they are and how like popular they are globally. It makes me worried because they haven't done a world tour yet, but I'm like, shit, are they gonna go straight into like a stadium like at this rate? It scares me. Like, are they gonna go straight to BMO? I'm still hoping they get like the Forum.
If they're Hype and then Hype put TXT in a small ass venue, remember it was like a 2,000 venue for TXT when they can sell out like a huge stadium.
Plus they haven't, you're right, because since they haven't toured, like Hype will probably like try to always go the safe route. So hopefully, fingers crossed.
I mean, they were too extra safe with TXT because that was ridiculous.
That one was kind of bad. That didn't make any sense. This one, hopefully, they just throw new jeans into the forum already. Mm-hmm. The forum or maybe crypto. Yeah, please do that if you guys do have a tour. And also, please do it when we're not vacationing.
I mean, I think they're kind of like, they tested the waters when they did Lollapalooza, and then obviously most of the people there were there for NewJeans because they left right after they performed.
That was fucking crazy.
That's a huge crowd, like a huge venue. So I'm pretty sure they can sell out like the forum.
I think so too, easily.
Times two.
Please have two dates. Mm-hmm. Please. We'll go to both. So they performed ETA and Super Shy on Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year. Let's talk about the two big shows at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. MBC 2023 Gayo Dejajon. I don't even know. That's the one in Korea. Yeah. So it was freaking cool. You could tell. Just Korea's, like, they know how to do
the camera work.
Camera work for like all these performances and shows. Like,
but then,
damn.
Why was SBS so bad?
I have no idea. Don't ask me that.
What was going on with that?
So NBC was cool though, because Haley ended up telling me that they did multiple takes for each performance.
Yeah,
which is why we had that really cool, like, it looked like a drone shot because it was literally probably a drone flying around.
If you guys watched it, I was like, whoa, this is a trippy shot.
And I'm sure, they had to do different takes because you can't have a fucking drone just flying around the whole time doing only one take and getting the other shots that they had.
I mean, it's pretty normal for, like, even, like, those music shows that we see every week, like Inkigayo.
Yeah.
So they do multiple shoots because, if you guys know, there's, like, the stage cam, which shows, like, the whole stage, and then they do the one that's, like, the one that we see where it's, like, focused on each member, whoever's singing, and, like, it's very...
Right, the focus cams
and
are,
then
like,
they also
right
have
in
like
front
the,
of their faces.
Exactly, and then they have, like, the fan cam. So these are all separate takes.
Yeah,
so they must do it, like,
it's
three
like
or
three
four
to
times.
Four. Yeah, I agree.
So they can get all the different camera angles.
The thing is, imagine that. That's usually for the show, and that's, like, only a couple artists. The list of artists for this shit was nuts, first of all. So imagine that, especially they had special stages.
Yes.
So imagine that, like, quantified. Haley told me that, what did you tell me? Something specifically about Yeji and Hyunjin.
Yeah, so like.
Because they had their, like, special stage.
Yeah, so Hyunjin and Yeji,
the Hwang
siblings
basically.
Had a stage together, which is pretty exciting because, like, a lot of people compare them, saying that they could be siblings because they have, one, the same last name.
Yes.
And two, they look very similar.
And three, they both can dance. They can dance. They're like. Yeah, they're dance machines as well.
So was, because I didn't watch it, but then was Yeji's artist of the month with Choom Studios? Was it like a, what is that song?
I'm not too sure. I didn't watch it. I didn't watch it either. I have not been able to catch up a lot
of
different things.
Like
a
river. You know that song?
That one, yeah.
Was that her AOT with Rujin? I don't remember. But anyway, so she did her AOTM of the month dance, and then Hyunjin did his, which was Play with Fire. I'm sure all stay are very, very familiar with that performance. But then they did the stage together at the end, and then Yeji danced Play with Fire with Hyunjin at the end, which
that's
is really, really
cool.
Cool.
They
freaking killed it, honestly. Like, they're both amazing. But so they were saying that,
oh yeah, back to why we talked to them.
I was gonna say,
so like the timing, of the recordings
was at 2 a.m.
That's insane. So
they
were
like one of the last ones to record their performance, and then the only reason why I knew about it was because, like,
2 a.m. though,
yeah.
Holy
and then
shit.
They have an audience,
and there's audiences
so
at every performance.
Yeah, Mitzi and Stay were there because, Yeji on her bubble, she had said, like, oh, if you guys, yeah, thank you, Mitzi, for, like, staying so late. Sorry, it was, like, until, like, 2 a.m. But if you guys have any Stay friends, please thank them, too, because they were awesome. Like, thanks for, like, cheering us. And then Hyunjin did the same on his bubble and saying, like, if any of the stays that attended. If they have any Mitzi friends, please thank them for like staying so late until like 2 a.m. We appreciate it, kind of thing.
2 a.m. The cool and interesting part too, like after you told me about that, it's like, because we watched the performances.
Mm-hmm.
It's like seeing all the different light sticks for each one, but they're all different people. So it's like,
yeah, they switch them out.
They easily switch the audiences out for like the actual like group, like stands.
Which is like, nice because fans. Like they have like all their fans for them, like specifically for each group.
Like you'll see, like, yeah, it's really cool. That's a good idea. So that's why it's like different. Can you imagine if you watched all the performances? You basically have to live there the whole day.
Yeah, it starts early in the morning.
So that's why it's like, you know, if they filter it out and you probably just get specific times for whenever the artist that you're trying to attend. And somehow, I don't even know. We don't know how the whole system works. Probably like luck-based ticketing as well.
Yeah, usually.
But yeah, that's really cool though. At least they get like their actual fans, you know, like, and you get to see their light sticks and like everyone knows when to shout when they do like the chants and everything. It's cool.
Who was the one group that didn't have their light sticks?
They did have light sticks, but it wasn't like that.
G-Idle.
Yeah. It was like, seemed more dead, like the audience.
I
remember
what
it was weird
going on, because like maybe they had shot the audience, because like for every group that we watched it would like do shots of the audience and then you could see their light sticks like pertaining to the actual group that was performing. But when it was G-Idle's performance, like everyone was on their phone filming and there was no light sticks like being held up.
It's weird because like, you know, there's other people filming for the other ones too.
No.
But oh, no.
Everyone just had lights.
So everyone just wanted to record G-Idle.
Oh, maybe they just did, like, you know, one recording, be like, oh, okay, we're going to have you guys hold light sticks only, no phones. But then maybe they showed the wrong audience for G-Idle.
Someone edited it differently?
That's what I'm thinking, because I was like, that's kind of weird.
Like, they edited the wrong, like, I don't know.
Because to be honest,
ways.
Like, for those music shows, they're not usually allowed to have phones.
So that's, yeah, I don't know.
That's strange.
It was interesting to see, like, that difference. Yeah, because G-Idle, I remember it now. Like, it was kind of weird. Since we talked about Korea, let's talk about the New Year's event for NHK, which is actually another big company, like a media company in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
The NHK Kohaku concert.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting because we only got tiny, small clips.
Mm-hmm.
It sucked, literally.
Yeah.
For us. It was amazing if you watched it seen the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sucks if you're trying to watch it afterwards because you'll be hunting for trying to find it wherever you can. Like, you have to look deep on Twitter or X or TikTok.
Yeah, and then, like, honestly, all the ones that were uploaded, the full performances, like Japan, NHK, like,
ooh,
takes it down.
They took that shit down fast.
Yeah, and then Japan, a lot of the accounts got suspended.
I think briefly talked about how Japan handles all their stuff before, but yeah, Japan for some reason, like, they like gatekeeping their stuff for some reason, and
it's not just with
like we're talking about
even
past this show,
even like
music
regular wise. Like Japanese idols, like they never upload the full music videos anymore, because like I was into a group back a long time ago, Arashi. I'm sure some people have heard of them. They did like a lot of not covers, but they did a lot of like of the openings for J dramas before, and they're like a huge group. And before, I remember that you could see their music videos, but then all of a sudden, like, everything was taken down. Like, it's gone
weird forever. They're so strict.
Yeah.
Like with just like this type of content, especially music content, even like, that's why some artists make Korean versions of Japanese songs, aka like Stray Kids, right?
Yeah.
Because they're like, even Stacy, like, there's songs that they initially release in Japanese, but the reason why they also release it in Korean is not just because, you know, for the Korean audiences, right? Because they're quote unquote K-pop, but it's because of a lot of legal issues. They can't really perform or sing these songs outside of Japan and perform them. It's kind of crazy and wild.
That's why we can't get some of those really good Japanese songs like by Twice
and
Stray Kids performed here, unless it's the Korean version.
If they even have one. Sometimes they don't even end up making a Korean version of like every song. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of interesting. It's just like it's a whole different way they handle stuff in Japan. And it sucks because like the only thing like NHK dropped like officially was like this big like, you know, small clips like of the from the whole like performances, like all the whole night.
Yeah.
It sucked. It was just like a nice little summary, like I guess kind of thing.
They gave you
like cliff notes,
a minute of each actual performance. That was it.
It sucked, but at the same time, like I saw some like a full clips like on Twitter and yeah. X.
Mm, you can
it was freaking that. Cool because at the end. Oh, I was waiting for you, Haley, to jump in since you're good at that.
Oh, no.
I thought you were just... everyone just got right now was... a big-ass sigh duck.
No, I was just thinking, like, damn. Like, I wish I could have seen all those
I wanted to watch this live so bad. Mm. Can you imagine? Man. Who was I going to say, Haley?
Yeah, Sobi.
So, yeah. I mean, if you're a fellow weeb like us, one of Haley's most recently favorite anime...
Mm-hmm.
Haley, this is where you're supposed to come in. This is I'm trying to set you up, and you're good at
usually doing this. She did the opening for Oshinoko, and then also Beastars.
It was cool. Mm-hmm. So yeah, she sang, and then Idol, the song Idol for Oshinoko,
yeah.
was awesome because she had every different artist that was there, K-pop artist yep. in group, come in and do like dance the certain dance. Parts. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was freaking crazy! Like having 17 personally be your dancers and then
New Jeans,
Misamo. It's freaking cool. And then like at the end, like coming like halfway or maybe almost near the end of the whole song, when all the idols are like up there together with Yosobi, it's crazy. The lineup was insane. Like that's why I've been seeing pictures of like Danielle and Sana behind her. But then on the right side, there's like Sungwon, like Sungkwang and like, oh, it's just freaking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. Like, I wish... Can you imagine being there? What a fucking crazy thing to be a part of.
Right, and I'm sure there's no fan cams because they're not allowed to record.
Of course not. I saw, like, a zoom out really quickly, like, from one of the other things. It's like... It seemed really intimate, too.
Yeah, small.
Like, the stage mm-hmm. and, like, the whole venue was not huge.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, super cool, like, to be part of that if you were there. Mm-hmm. You are a lucky, lucky person. But yeah, it was really cool seeing the idols actually dance to Idol,
mm-hmm.
right? I think
they also dance with Mickey and Minnie.
Oh yes, and yes, we're not talking about Minnie from G Idol. We're literally talking about Mickey and Minnie Mouse.
Yes,
that was really random.
They did some Disney. Oh, they sang "It's a Small World."
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. That was freaking cool, man. Like whoever was there, you guys got fed. And
whoever watched
it too, if you were able to catch it live and watched it like the stream live too and saw everything, yeah, that was a really cool fucking thing to be a part of and watch. Because obviously me and Haley are just left with crumbs.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much it, I think, on my end. Anything else, Haley?
Nope.
Before we start off our this year's BTS and Stray Kids segments? No?
Nope.
All right, so this is where everyone grabs some water, take a quick bathroom break.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
We remind you all that this is the Permission to Stand podcast. Every Thursday, we do have new episodes of K-pop talk, news and updates, and Haley, social media stuff. We didn't even talk about it in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
We got too excited. Mm-hmm. So
find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand podcast, where I finally.
Yes.
Yeah. I kept my promise.
Yes.
And uploaded the Vegemite.
Yes.
Clips with Hani and Danielle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness.
Yes.
There she did it.
I did it, so I don't have to be hounded anymore for that.
So we won't get another post from Haley for another year.
Until it's the Stray Kids concert.
Oh my gosh. So, but yeah, there you go. Check us out there. We do like reposting a lot of fun, interesting, cute, every type of adjective you could think of for K-pop on our Instagram, right? We like posting it on our stories. Mm-hmm. All those fun reels and from like all the different groups, of course, since we are, of course, multi-stands here. And give us a like, rating, subscribe, hit that notification bell if you're still enjoying this and checking us out. If you haven't yet already, that could be your 2024 New Year's resolution. Mm-hmm. That'd be really nice. And I think it's just about time. BTS.
So this segment is very small because obviously... They're in the military, all of them.
Yeah.
So the only thing that's like currently ongoing right now is that docuseries on Disney Plus, which I have not watched
yet.
We
haven't touched it. Mm-mm. I've touched Disney Plus only to watch some random, because I'm a total nerd when it comes to like Imagineer stuff or like, you know, I like seeing how stuff is made, like behind the scenes kind of things. So I was been watching a lot of the Imagineering stuff on Disney Plus, just leaving in the background.
Yeah, but also because we haven't really had that many days off during like the holiday season.
Yeah,
because
we've been so literal, busy. Our days off, quote unquote, are not really days off.
No, we're just doing something.
We're always with family stuff going on.
But then, like, finally getting back into like the regular kind of schedule, maybe I'll be able to like watch it on my day off and like just check it out
finally. Yes,
but a lot of the clips are posted on Tay-Tay-Boo, but if you want to watch the whole thing, it's obviously, if you have Disney Plus, it's free.
This is true. Yes.
I mean, technically it's
all in that docuseries.
It's
is
all
there.
On Disney Plus.
Also, it's I guess Tay-Day, V's birthday.
Well, it was
a few days ago,
December 30th.
Well, you know what that reminds me?
Yeah, it was also Sana's on the 29th. Yeah, and it was also mine on the 28th.
Haley's birthday, Sana's birthday, and then Tay's birthday. All back to back to back.
Yep.
And then we don't know anyone on the 31st, but January 1st I know is Winter's birthday from Espa. So yeah, what a lineup of birthdays right there.
All Capricorns.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Capricorn stands for crazy.
Oh, if you want to call them all crazy too, sure.
Oh, they are all crazy in their own ways. So there you go. Tay's birthday. Mm-hmm. He also just recently, he's been posting random like stuff too. Is it him?
What?
I've been seeing like
on
random
his
stuff.
Instagram?
Not his Instagram, but like maybe it's like old videos
it's
or
not
like
him. He's
something.
In the military.
No, but like
it would be
there's
like,
clips
it would
of like
be...
stuff with his friends.
Then maybe his friends are posting it. I haven't seen anything.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't know. I've been seeing like a lot of stuff where it's just like him and his friends. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And also like he won 2 awards at the 33rd Seoul Music Awards.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, right. The one that had just passed. But then he's not there.
So the main prize was the Bon song. And he also got fan choice of the year. Mm-hmm. You have something else here.
Yeah. So like. We all know that Jin has been leaving, a video of him is uploaded every month.
He has like a mini,
he's been gone.
Mini vlogs. He
yes.
left for
he's so sweet.
For Army.
He's the only member who has done this.
Can you imagine? Like, I'm looking back at it, like, retrospectively, mm-hmm. like, damn, the amount of time.
Yeah.
To like calculate and like have all this set up, that takes a
He's
lot
like,
of effort.
He's like, I'm
going
to be gone for this many months, so I have to record this many videos until I come back.
It's super nice and sweet of him.
It
you got to hand it to him. Jin takes care of
He's
Army.
He's the only one that's done it, and it's just it always reminds me of that movie P.S. I Love You, where like you know
oh,
the girl
yeah.
opens a letter every. Like, she finds a new letter every, I can't even remember if it's like every week or every day or something of her lover who passed away.
So this is Jin's version.
Yeah. Obviously, he's not passed away. He's coming back.
In a different way. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's what it always reminds me of. I'm like, oh my God, this is so sweet. Just like to keep, you know, Army like happy because they're seeing him every month and something to look forward to. But basically, he was saying like, hope everyone had a good new year, like Merry Christmas. And then he's like, I'll be back soon in a couple of months. Please wait for me. Well, he's coming back
he's
in
gonna
June.
Be back very soon, actually. Mm-hmm. Before we know it.
We'll blink and it's already June and Jin's back. And then he said, like, I'm going to grow my hair out. And then he's like, please look forward to me coming back because as soon as I'm back, I'm going to start working again. So, like, I'm sure he has stuff planned for Army.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I hope it's includes a lot of mukbang. Jin Eats would be nice to see again.
Oh my God, yeah.
Not to mention...
Streaming.
I want more like video gaming from Jin.
Mm-hmm.
Because we loved all that raging.
I loved his Maple Story series. Oh,
that was
so
cute too. But I also want more raging.
Mm-hmm.
Jin raging.
Yeah.
So that'd be really cool to see.
So that's it for BTS. Stray Kids.
Stray Kids.
As we know, Stray Kids always has a step out at the end of the year.
And that's their end of the year recap
it's
plus trailer?
Exactly. So it's a recap of what they did in the year and then what's going to be coming for the new year.
What's to come.
Yeah. And I love how they do this because like it gives you an idea of how much fucking money you're going to be spending that year. Because like obviously in 2023... they didn't have a world tour, so I was like, okay-ish, but they had that they had that encore concert in March.
Yes, they did.
Last year, which was like, oh, are you joking me? Because like, I thought I would be safe, my wallet would be safe, but then we went to that, and then they went to K-Con, so I was like, crap, but this year, 2024, it has been announced that they will officially be having their
Confirmed world tour.
And let's see if they actually like add on other countries like Europe this time.
No, world tour is just always America.
No, I mean they went to Australia.
Oh, that's true.
They
went to
all of Asia, like the Philippines.
It's just Europe that never gets finished.
Exactly. Okay, so I was let's see if they add like maybe like Brazil or like Europe, you know, those kind of countries that
you know Brazil is in South America, Haley.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but then
but
they
you said Europe and then you just said Brazil.
I'm not,
I was like,
not
oh.
Europe, but then like London and like where they actually
well, that's
have
Europe
like their
still.
I know, but I know, they haven't gone there.
I know. I know.
I'm just naming cities.
Okay, you're just going random stuff. Yeah, okay.
Which they haven't been, which is also part of the world. Please don't make me look like an idiot.
I'm not trying. I'm just want to correct your geographical knowledge if you were misunderstood.
Nope. And then, so they're also having one album and one special album release this year. They're also having their fourth fan meeting, which is obviously just in Korea.
Which, yeah, we will not be able to attend unless you, unless Haley somehow does it and applies and gets chosen.
I don't know.
And
I don't
flies
know.
To Korea.
Because, like, honestly, because usually their fan meeting is around February. Only last year it was not because they were still doing their tour, their Maniac tour, so they like pushed it till the end of the year. But if it's in February, that's like not going to happen because that's next month. But they're also doing an 8 Stray Kids player release. The show's One Kid's Room and Two Kids Show. And they're also doing Skazoo Pop-Up in Seoul and Busan only. But, yeah, so that's pretty much what they'll be doing this year. So I recently watched the latest Two Kids Show, and it was with Hyunjin and Changbin. So it was my
lucky
biases.
You.
I was very happy. And then, of course, Changbin is constantly flirting with Hyunjin the whole time. They also performed an unreleased song called Can I Call You? And it was produced by Bang Chan and Hyunjin. I feel like Hyunjin and Bang Chan work a lot together
it
recently.
It seems like they have a lot of songs. Like, they make a lot of music together.
They
do. Like, if anything, Hyunjin, I feel like, always utilizes Bang Chan.
He does, yeah. And then, like,
music.
I feel like Hyunjin's songs are very... They're always very, like, sweet. Except for Red Lights.
How's that not sweet?
I mean, I guess. But you know what I mean. They're very, like, because he made song, like, Love Stay.
How can you forget that? Love Stay, Stay.
But, yeah, so they performed that. So if you want to hear that new song that is not released yet, it's on the newest Two Kids Show. And then I think the last episode for that is going to be this week? Or no, next week. And it's going to be, I'm guessing it's Han and Lino. Because I feel like they haven't been paired together yet, and they obviously have songs together.
They would definitely, for sure.
Yeah, so I think that will be the last episode. They also sang, Changbin and Hyunjin also sang Changbin's song, Streetlight, together. Which was cool because, you know, Hyunjin was singing it with him, so you got that little version.
Well, Hyunjin is a big fan of Changbin, of course.
Not
just in general.
Not bigger than Felix. Felix is Changbin's number one.
I don't know. Hyunjin's up there.
I don't know. I think it's Changbin is Hyunjin's number one fan. No, wait.
I don't...
Wait, no. That
what do you
make
say?
Sense.
What do you...
No,
okay.
I mean, Changbin is a huge fan of Hyunjin, but not the other way around. You know what I mean?
I see.
Changbin's always longing for Hyunjin, and Hyunjin is like, you know.
Hyunjin just always laughs, though, at Changbin.
That's true, that's true. And then, so, I think we mentioned this one a few episodes ago, that they were doing a new Stray Kids Code episode, and it was the X-Change episode, where they basically, like, if they want to get back together with their ex or find a new partner.
Oh, boy.
But it's, like, amongst themselves.
How exciting. And the drama.
It was funny. But then, so I finally, like, finished all the episodes. And then it was interesting because at the end of the episode, they had, like, these little behind the scenes when they were doing Stray Kids Family, like the newest Stray Kids Family. And they had been talking about, like, oh, what could we do for the next Stray Kids Code? And they were just, like, throwing out ideas. And then a lot of them were like, oh, we should do, like, those reality dating shows, like Love Exchange or, like, Heart Signal. And Lino was like, I don't know any of those ones.
Lino,
he's like,
what do you know, Lino?
Lino was like, we should do Singles Inferno.
Hell yeah.
Because that's the only one I watch.
Because that would include cooking and eating on, a random deserted island.
And then, yeah, choosing your random...
Then they go to paradise.
Yes, but they didn't do that. They did the Love Exchange one. And then, so, like, at the end, if you guys haven't watched this, so guess who was the most popular member that all, like, maybe like three or four of the members wanted as their partner at the end?
Oh.
Like, who do you think? Like, who would you pick to be your significant other?
I feel like, would it be Felix?
No.
Oh, please tell me it's Changbin.
It was.
Yes.
Everyone was longing for Changbin. Like, they were fighting over him for him to be their final partner.
Yes.
So basically, Lino, Sungmin, Bangchan, and Felix all wanted Changbin to be their final partner that they ended up with. And then in the end, he chose Felix.
Oh.
I was like, oh, that's so cute. Because, and then his reasoning was, Felix fed me the best part of the meat.
That's
was very memorable.
That's true love.
Yes.
If you guys don't know.
Yeah, I mean, Joko does that to me all the time.
It hurts me so much inside. But
yeah, he always leaves me like the best piece.
It sucks. It sucks. I die inside when I do this.
It's like, here, I save this for you.
And I have a tear coming down my face as I give her like the best, like, marbled slice of Wagyu or whatever we eat.
Or if we have like lechon, he always saves like the crispiest part for me.
And I'm like, here, you could have his real.
Yeah. But we forgot to mention, like, for that NBC Gaio
Dijon Mustard.
Dijon Mustard concert 2023. So, like, Dance Retro also had a special stage.
Was really cool.
I love that one.
That was a really cool stage.
So, basically, they covered a first-gen K-pop group
called
Turbo. And then, so, like, their outfits were very, like, reminiscent of what that first-gen group was wearing. So, like, their outfits were super cute.
Their outfits were really cool. Like, Hyunjin and then Felix, too. Yeah. Felix's beanie was freaking cool.
Felix had, like, this fluffy hat, like, white hat, and then it had angel wings on it. And then Hyunjin was wearing, like, a bunny hat. But, like, all their makeup was super cute. It had, like, snow sparkly. It was really, really cute.
You knew they were dancing a Gen 1 song.
Yes.
By the type of choreo.
And just the sound of it,
that's
too.
That's true, too. But damn, the choreo is a giveaway. Like a dead giveaway.
It's like really cute, see? And not that complicated compared to...
to what we're used to seeing these days. Yeah, for sure.
And then one last thing here. Bangchan and his bubble updates. He's just getting too out of hand. He messaged Stay and was like, am I allowed to riz you up even more? And then he's like, are you confident with me being connected with me? Oh, no. Are you confident with being connected with me? May I have your consent to tease you more?
This guy is freaking lonely and Delulu as fuck, to be honest.
Someone please give him a hug. Like, oh my goodness.
No,
but
be
yeah.
careful. If you give him a hug, you might get more in return. It's dangerous. This is dangerous waters we're like treading on.
But yeah, that's it. I mean, like, his bubble updates are very, very entertaining. He's basically Delulu. That's it.
Entertaining for you, especially like all the other Delulus out there.
Yeah, I'm just
he's just feeding you all. He's feeding you like with his hand and his spoon.
If anything, he should be taking the Delulu pills because...
No, everyone is taking it together. This is
we're all taking crazy pills.
We're all taking crazy pills.
At this point.
It's not just one person. It's both sides of the party.
Yeah, he's just feeding into that parasocial relationship, I guess.
Oh, feeding is literally. yeah, so is that it?
Yep.
Well, I guess then that's it. So... happy 2024, the first episode of the year. Thank you to everyone that was joining in. And I hope you enjoyed the small tweaks and updates that we did. We added, I guess, Haley did artistically wise. Mm-hmm. I did a little musically wise. Mm-hmm. Hope you are all enjoying that. Just even send us a DM on Instagram, which is usually where many of you hit us up a lot. And if you did enjoy it, if you like it, if you have any comments.
Yes, thanks for everyone who said they liked the art already. I'm so happy because honestly, like, I really like the colors that I chose and the way that I
drew
it.
They're nice. I like it a lot too. Mm-hmm. So we did, like, she did her drafts and then we kind of talked about it together till we found one that works. Mm-hmm. And it obviously works. I like it a lot too as well.
Thank you.
So please give us a like, rating, subscribe, hit that notification bell if you haven't. We are the Permission to Stand podcast. Every Thursday, you get your weekly K-pop talks with us. And check us out where, Haley?
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And what can you find?
You can find those Honey and Danielle Vegemite videos.
Yes, finally. But yes. There's also a lot of awesome and amazing concert videos. Mm-hmm. Obviously, most of them are from Barricade if they look really close and right. are really nice. And also,
here's to more Barricades in 2024 at retail.
Cheers to that, please.
Already have for IVE and Twice.
So yeah,
in
you're
March,
right. IVE
to start us off at the year.
Both of them in the same mm-hmm. month. Yeah, you're right. Because IVE is literally 4 days before Twice.
Yeah.
And we got Barricade at retail. So yeah, cheers to that. Hopefully more Barricade retail with that.
Yes.
Wherever you're tuning in, we're pretty much available on all streaming platforms. So definitely give us a follow, hit that notification bell, and subscribe wherever you are tuning in. And I think that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, everyone, for joining us as always. Till the next episode, everyone, please take care, stay safe, and as always,
peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.